The following shiur has been presented by Rav Eli Marburger, Pesach in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, and has been brought to you by the Beis Hava'ad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VA'AD or at thehalachacenter.org.
The Mechaber Choshen Mishpat Siman Lama Dalet Sif Chaf Dalet brings down, if somebody does that Veira, which most people know is Aser, then he's pasul la'edus, he can't say testimony in Bezdin. But if somebody does that there, which most people don't know that it's aser, he's only pasul la'edus if somebody gave him asra. What's the example of halachas most people don't know? Kate said, ro kosher and matir b'shabbos. If you see somebody doing a kosher or being matir on Shabbos, tzorich la'edus zechel Shabbos. You have to have zechel Shabbos, and roiv ha'am. Most people don't know Hilchos Kosher, therefore you have to give him Hasra. Therefore it's very, very important for us now to learn the Halachos of Kosher, because most people don't know it. I've seen many times people being over Kosher. For example, if somebody wants to take out the garbage, so sometimes people just take the garbage, wind it around, and tie it around itself. That's Aser. That we're going to see in a couple of minutes. A Kesher B'Rosh HaChut, if you tie something around itself, that's considered a Kesher Shekayama, and it's Aser. Let's start the Mishnah. The Mishnah brings down that there are three types of Ksharim. There's one type of Kesher, a Kesher Sefanim, that's something which is Aser, and it's Chayv Chattis, Aser Midiraisa. In the next Mishnah, a couple lines later, the Mishnah brings down Yishlach Kesher She'en Chayv and Love Kesher Gmalim. There's some Ksharim which are, you're not Chayv like Kesher Gmalim or Kesher Sefanim. Kesher is Ishma Tech Haluka. A lady could tie her snood. So Mar says that there are three types of ksharim. There's one type of kasher which is asa midaraisa yichayv chatas. There's a second type of kasher which is only asa midarabanan. And there's a third type of kasher somebody can make that's going to be mutter. So the question is, what's the difference? How do you know if it's asa midaraisa? How do you know if it's asa midarabanan? How do you know if it's mutter? So the two main shittas in the Rishonim, both of them we pass can like, the shittas Rashi and shittas Arif. Rashi holds that for something to be awesome in the Raisa, it depends how long you're making the kesher for. If you're making a kesher for a very, very, very long time, a kesher loilam, then it's awesome in the Raisa, and you chayv chatas. If you're making a kesher for a shorter amount of time, a kesher zmani, which we'll see that there's a machloikis in Rashi, what's called a kesher zmani, is it one day or is it a week? Then, if you do a kesher for a kesher zmani, for in between amount of time, that's asam midarabanan. And the third type of kesher, which is mutter, that's talking about a kesher which you plan on tying that day, that's going to be mutter gamra. That's shittas Rashi. Shittas Arif is that there are also three types of ksharim, but a kesher for you to be chayiv, it has to be, number one, it has to be a kesher which is made la'olam. La'olam means that it's made for a long time, it doesn't have to be forever. Also, has to be professional in that. It has to be a kesher uman. Kesher uman doesn't mean that, it means that also it's professional in that, something's hard to make, but a simple knot, that wouldn't be chayiv chatas. What's this a darbanan? If you have a kesher, which is either you made it just for a long time, or, and it's not a professional knot, or if you make a professional knot, but you plan on tying it soon, then it's going to be mutter. I mean, that's because of Darabanan. And the third category, which is mutter, that's when it's not a professional knot, and it's not for a long time, then we say it's mutter. Halach l'mais, the mechaber shin zayin, the mechaber brings down one sheet, the rabbi brings down another sheet, halach l'mais, the place can mark for both of them. Therefore, if you make any kesher for a very long time, it's going to be aser. If you make a professional knot, even for one day, that's also going to be aser. So let's talk about tying shoes for a second. The Shulchan Gebarim comes along, which Amar brings down, Shin Zayin Sif Aleph, that any double knot, you have to be choshish, that maybe it's considered a professional knot. Rama says, Yesh Lizar, Shaloi Lahata Shum Kesha, Shushnek Sharm Zazah, you have to be machmir anytime someone makes two knots on top of each other. The Einan of Bekiyim, Eze Mekesha Uman, we're not clear what's called a kesher uman. Therefore, any double knot, since the double knot is very, very tight, we're choishus already, that's considered a kasher uma. Therefore, if someone wants to tie his shoes, if someone will go along and make a double knot, that will be also, according to this also deraisa, and it'll be also to make a double knot. Another classic example where this comes up is somebody, people tighten their tzitzis very often. So if somebody on Shabbos has noticed his tzitzis or his talisman, he's checking it, he knows that the knot is a little bit loose. If he goes now and tightens it, so what did he do? He tightened a double knot. There were a whole bunch of knots on your tzitzis. When you tighten the second knot, so even though you didn't make both knots, but the place can say, the fact that you made the second knot on top of the first knot, you tighten it, therefore that would be also. So you have to be very, very careful. People don't know this halacha, that when you're checking your talis or your tzitzis on Shabbos, if the knot is loose, do not tighten it. Because if you tighten it, it's mamash ha'isr. Now, if somebody wants to make just a simple knot, a single knot, for example, a lot of times the challah, right, you take the two ends of the challah, of the plastic, and you tie it. It's just one simple, single knot. Is that an isser or not? So the place can say, one simple knot, so grabs, and others, they say, one simple knot is not considered kosher. In order for something has to be kosher, it has to be something which can last. Something when it's just one knot, with nothing on top of it, I'm talking about when there's no bow, all you have is one single kosher, that is considered a simple knot, and that's going to be mutter. It doesn't make a difference how long you keep it for, how long you keep it, even if you keep it there for a long time. One simple knot doesn't have a shame of a kosher. Let's say you make a single knot, and then you make a bow. Like the way a lot of us tie our shoes, you make a knot and a bow. What is that considered like? Is that considered like a double knot, which is usr? Or do you say that's considered like a single knot, and it's giving mutter? So the machlok is a pesukim about it. The mice of the mission, the Ramon, Shini Zayin, Sefei, brings down that aniva mutter lav kashru, and Chavra said aniva is mutter because not considered kashru. A bow is not considered a problem. Making a bow is mutter. I feel him also kesher echelamata noigim b'heter. Rama says if you make a kesher and then you make a bow, the minig is to be mekel. Mishnah Berurah comes along and says the only time we have a minug to be mekel when you make a bow on top of a kesher, that's only untying it that day. But if you're going to keep it there for a while, more than one day, then you have to be choshish already that it has the same kesher and it's going to be aser. So when you're tying tools on Shabbos, so what's the right way to do it? So if you're going to tie a double knot, we said it right before, that's aser. If you plan on tying it that day. If you make a knot and a bow, if you plan on tying it that day, which that's usually the case, people don't wear their shoes 24 hours straight, then that's the correct way to do it. Now there's one time where it could be negay when you're tying your shoes that you shouldn't make a bow on top of a knot, is if you're tying your if Shabbos is Erev Shavuos, so and you're planning on staying up straight, you wake up in the morning, Shabbos morning, you tie your shoes, and you plan on staying up straight through the night, you're not gonna take any home plan taking Shabbos afternoon nap, then it'll come out that you have to be careful not to make a bow on top of your knot, because then it's end up being that you made a bow on top of your knot more than 24 hours. So either make sure you take a Shabbos afternoon nap or untie your shoes in the middle of the day. Now the Rama at the end of Shini Zayin Sif Alf says one more halacha, which you have to be choishes, which is considered a professional knot, is a kesher b'roish achot. If you take something and you take you're tying something around itself, like when you're tying the garbage, you just take the two ends of the garbage and you just wrap it around and you tie it through, that's considered a kesher b'roish achot, and that we have to be choishes that that's considered a kesher uman, and that's going to be us on Shabbos. So that's one review quickly. One single knot is not considered a kesher. That's going to be mutter. A bow, a neva, also doesn't have a same kesher. If somebody makes a kesher and then a neva, like the way people tie their shoes, that's going to be mutter only if you do it for one day. If you do it more than 24 hours, it's going to be a problem. There's a very negate also a lot of times when you tie a crib sheet. So when you tie the crib sheet to the crib, so a lot of times people make a kesher and a aniva around it. If you can keep it around for a long time, it's going to be a problem. Also in girls' dresses, also, a lot of times when they tie the dresses, they make a kesher gab aniva. If they keep it around for a long time, that's going to be a problem. But if it's for one day, it's mutter. And if you make a kesher gabi kesher, that's going to be aser, even if you're planning on tying that day, a kesher gabi kesher is going to be aser. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.